beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Vrilok, your podcast for everything super, psionics, and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show. Tonight, I am continuing the conversation on psionic splicing. We're talking AI and psionic splicing. If you haven't already had the marvelous fortune to purchase my pre-order of psionic splicing, then you should do so soon. Be one of the first to own this book when my batch arrives hot off the press. Limited batch, so do make sure you get your copy of this very unique methodology, a breakthrough in psionics, all mysteries penetrated and shared with my readers and my loyal fans. Alright, so what does artificial intelligence have to do with psionic splicing? Yes, well, previously we spoke on the topic of medieval grimoires and ancient tomes being converted into a new system of magic in a way that goes well beyond the traditional radionics and even the extraordinary discoveries in psychotronics. Psionic splicing is quite different and very, very useful to those who have the wisdom to seek out its methodology now and own my book. It's a nice paperback, illustrated in color, and it's yours if you order now. Alright, so artificial intelligence. Right now, let's look at who we are in general. All of us human beings alive today are, well, we are cyborgs. We are connected to the internet of all things through our cell phones and our computers and our laptops and our Apple Watches and so on. Our input ability is tremendous power. More power than presidents had years ago. And our only downside is the output power. But that is no matter. Good things come to those who wait and those who can spot the distinct, or sometimes indistinct, benefits and advantages in a new system of any kind. Our world is about to change. Already you have too few choices that are truly your own. Psionic splicing changes this, at least for those would-be magicians and psionicists. So here we are, all of us cyborgs, ever moving forward, becoming more and more part of the Borg of the Hive. And some of us wish to remain independent thinkers with independent knowledge, with individual powers and special privileges. Well, psionics already gives you so many special privileges. But what I'm really talking about tonight is the direction of AI. Can it be micromanaged? Well, there are already those technocrats in control of how AI moves forward. But what can you do as an individual psionics operator about your future? Well, certainly you are involved in what whatever happens with AI, don't think that you will be left out. It's only that what you think or believe or what you say doesn't really have much weight in the, you know, you don't have floor. You don't have the floor with these technocrats. They're not interested in whether or not you agree or disagree with their choices about moving forward with artificial intelligence, whether it is dangerous or perfectly safe. Yet, there are those who are trying to build some ethical programming into artificial intelligence, but I digress. The thing of the matter is this. With the current AI, you may, using psionics, splice what you want from AI. Now, how do you get it to manifest? Well, there are a number of ways. There are outlets for this. There is the World Circuit, which I teach in my club. You can join my club at verloc.club to learn more about that. That can be your output. Another is that you can work with humans, human inventors, world-renowned human inventors. Let's not name any names. Elon Musk and the various tech giants. And you can place your output to these tech giants and see if they manifest and build into AI what it is that you would like manifested. So in other words, what I'm saying is you take those good attributes, the good qualities of emerging technologies, and you isolate those potentials or existing instances, and your output triggers events that will manifest based on certain actions that are taken in the world. We sort of get into an advanced area of radionics here, but more so at the psionic splicing. So the operator is more heavily involved in this. The thing of the matter is, what happens is the world will manifest the results that you're trying to achieve by using psionics as your platform. I don't suppose it would do any good to really put AI on the output, because it isn't really a localized thing, and humans tend to be more easily influenceable in that regard as far as psionics. Though if you do read my book, The Wondrous Wheel, VPG3, I do teach telemechanics in that book, Mind Over Machines. But for the most part, psionics is mind over minds, mind over human. So you're going to direct your psionic output either to humans, or to the locations where they'll be at, or to the world circuit where AI is expected to go global. Remember that movie, The Terminator? It was in the year 2029 when Skynet takes over the world. Well, Skynet will be plugged in to that world circuit as well, into the ether. So your ether can also be your output. As above, so below. We don't get away from that in psionics, really. Not exactly. Well, there's some shortcuts, but, you know, learn more in my club and I'll tell you all about it. Verloc.club. In any event, you have these options where you can manifest the results from technologies that you would like to see be beneficial to human beings, but where you don't trust that all human beings, or even the AI itself, would do a good job without being so heavily monitored by a highly moral overseer. And as we all know, most of the overseeing is done by people who are concerned about their payoffs. So, if you want to be more certain of your future, you have to invest some solid, focused thoughts and psionics methodology. Thank you for joining me on Planet Verluck tonight. And until next time, as always, always, keep the magic high. This is Tom Verluck, signing out.